Com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Gina here, author of Ladies and Gentlemen, and also a talk show host. And you should know something. Most talk show hosts don't tout the talents of other talk show hosts, but I have to do it because Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are essential in fortifying us and equipping patriots to take back this nation. I am a bona fide fan of Bradley Dean and of his family and of his organization. His unabashed faith in all things is just totally impressive and out of the box for most commentators. And hey, he sued Rachel Maddow. Who does that? Well, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. So join me, Dr. Gina, in listening to and supporting all that they do. Go boldly now and live the truth, as I like to say. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in all they are doing to take back this country.
Amen. That's interesting that she'd actually bring up the fact that we are suing Rachel Maddow. Here again, friends, if you were listening in the first hour, how the bloggers, these ground feeders, these communists, they're just blatant liars. Friends, it's still in court, and we're waiting to see the outcome concerning that case. And we're going to keep pushing the envelope until we actually get in court and deal with the situation at hand. They violate the law. You see MSNBC do this 24. Well, you see it continuously. You see what they did to Trayvon Martin, the Trayvon Martin case with the brother from another mother over there, George Zimmerman. You've seen how they edited the tape. Well, they did the same thing with us, and we've been in court with them for about a year and a half. Actually, we're in the pre-court days, but we've been going back and forth with the judges and the court system in D.C., and we're just waiting for the green light, and once we get that green light, we're going for it, friends. Because they know what it's about. What it's about, friends, is me protecting our posterity. They know exactly who I am. They know that I've done all these high schools. They know that I'm fighting for our posterity. And, of course, what they're going to do is they're going to try to demonize me, and they're going to try to do what they can do to try to get people diverted from what the facts are, and then they're going to play the victim, and they're saying, look, oh, Bradley's coming after the gays. No. It's friends. It's me protecting the students from what's going on through the radical gay agenda. That's what this is about. So don't get it all messed up. And, really, for those that didn't know, you can go online, Bradley Dean. You can actually check it out and see in detail. Newsbuster did a great piece on it, but I had actually warned the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for their execution. Rachel Maddow picked it up once, not just once, but she picked it up on two different occasions, and she tried to spin the story as if to say I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexual. So this is not dead in the water, friends. We're still waiting in the pre-court days right now, and we're waiting for the green light, and we are going to take it to them. And if you'd like to support that as well, friends, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Costs a lot of money, friends. I'm telling you what, attorneys are not cheap. And, again, if you believe in justice, that's what we're looking for. It's not about the money. It's about establishing righteousness through justice. And the only way that we're going to get justice is if we enforce the laws against their crimes, because they do not have the right to put a jihad on me, my family, and my house. And that's exactly what they attempted to do. So, anyways, in saying all that, friends, let's go back and, let's talk about what I was talking about during the first hour. And I hope I didn't just lose my train of thought, which I didn't. But what we were talking about during the first hour is the useful idiots that Vladimir Lenin actually talked about. He said a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. And we were talking about how the state-run useful idiots, the media, are actually trying to deceive the American people into believing that Obamacare is what is needed to further the good of the people at large. And then what I did is I actually brought you through and I showed you what those that actually, the news anchors, the reporters, so on and so forth, well, folks, they're a bunch of immoral, debased individuals, and we've seen by what they believe. 47% believe adultery is okay. 76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% of those are for aborting baby. And 86% seldom or never attend church. And for the most part, friends, I do not blame them. But they still have the same Bible I do, so therefore there's no excuse concerning those as well. So, in saying all that, I'm caught up now. And knowing that these people front for corruption in government, it's also important for the American people to know that the state-run media, the useful idiots, have less than a 21% approval rating. And then I ask you the questions as well, friends. If they have all the support that they claim they have, this corrupt administration and their front, these useful idiots, the state-run media, then why do they have to lie? And then I answered that question for you, and I answer it again. Because they don't have the support. And folks, headlines even now declare White House scrambles to secure support for Obamacare. Boy, friends, I'm on three fronts right now. They said Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, he could speak on seven different plateaus. He could have seven different thoughts, seven different train of thoughts at the same time. I can usually do three or four. I'm catching up, Charles. I want to get to a spiritual aspect because I know that there's people out there trying to say, well, why is this happening? Why is it that we have no strength to stand up? First of all, your strength is found in Christ Jesus, the power of the resurrection. That's what the enemy is afraid of. Your morality, your virtue in Christ. If he can demoralize you, he could care less because he already knows that he's got control of you now. But people also want to know, where are we on the prophetic time clock? Is it the last days? Is it time to just throw our arms up and say, Lord, come get us? As if to say that God's going to create an army only to take them out in the middle of the battle or in the beginning of the battle or that which precedes the battle. Absolutely not. He's not. He's just not going to do that. We are where we're at today because the American people, for the most part, leave off law and judgment. And judgment is the guardian of liberty. And listen, what we need in this country is justice. But we're not going to get justice, friends, by just talking about what the problems are and just keep rolling over in the face of those that are bulldozing us. So let me give you an exact time, prophetic time clock, as to where we are verbatim. How do I know? I know. Matter of fact, I'll read this to you, and then you tell me, how did you know that? And I'm going to say, well, that was derived from Scripture. See, he doesn't change. People change. And when the people change, they get in trouble because they depart from the living God. And then what takes place thereafter? Well, let me say it this way. What man leaves off, God will not. And when God brings judgment, man's going to wish that he'd have kept God's commandments in the first place. So here it is. Leviticus 26, verse 17 and 18. Scripture says, to those that will not hearken unto the commandments of God, this is what the Lord said he would do to that people. He said, I will set my face against you. And he said, you shall be slain before your enemies. He said, they that hate you shall reign over you. And you shall flee when none pursueth. They don't have the numbers. This is all pushed through a lie. They love to push fear and oppression. And the only way that they win is when you believe their lie and fail to keep the commandments of God. So who is it? Who do you serve? Who do you believe? He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. Verse 18, he said, and if you will not yet for all this hearken, listen carefully unto me, he said, then I will punish you seven times for your sins. So folks, you're on a clock. If you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, the Lord said, then I will punish you seven times for your sins. Respond to what he said so it doesn't get any worse, right? He's a merciful God. Be right back. I'm going to finish this piece up. Bradley, Pretty Little Princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Asking you the question that if this administration had all the support that they claim they have through the state-run useful idiots, then why do they have to lie? They don't have the support. What they're relying on is the lie that they are actually advocating, that the people will believe it. And if they can get them afraid enough, they won't respond to the lie. And guess what? Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Do you see what comes into play? It's called tyranny. If you're afraid of the government, friends, things are backwards. If you're afraid of what the government's doing, it's backwards. Thomas Jefferson is the one that coined that phrase. He said, where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Fears, filial. And in some cases, terror-stricken. Diabolical. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Let me parallel something with that. If you're not going to be ruled from a power within, you're going to be ruled with a power from without, Robert Winthrop said. If you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonets. Your forefathers warned that either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Man, I'll tell you what, in the 60s, this was common preaching, I understand. In the 50s, in the 40s, and the 30s. It was common to hear the preachers shout from the pulpits and proclaim from the pulpits God's law. It was common knowledge to know that your preachers warned as they would proclaim from the pulpits, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Matter of fact, if you look at the history of John Adams, he said that it was the fear of the Lord that was before him that motivated him to do what he did. Because he knew he was going to stand before a just and a holy God. And he didn't want to go and stand before his Creator undone. Wow. Now I understand when I read in the book of Jeremiah, I can see when the Lord was saying, where are the faithful among men? He was looking for the faithful among men. He couldn't find them except one man. His name was Jeremiah. One man in that country. One man. One man, my friends. One man. Not a whole mess. One man that had the fear of the Lord before his eyes, that stood and proclaimed all that the Lord spoke. That's what he did. Wasn't looking for the appeasement of man. He wasn't looking to please man. He was looking to please his heavenly Father. Folks, I know that America is now in some serious and even dangerous times. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. I see the signs of the times just like anybody else did. But when I go back to the times of the establishment and the establishing of our constitutional republic, one nation under God, I also realize that there's a whole mess of people in the same times sitting there telling them everything was wrong, there was nothing that they could do. I know that back during them days, I guarantee that our signers were listening to false prophets, false teachers, hirelings that stood back and did a whole lot of nothing. And they gave all of their allegiance over to the enemy, the tyrant King George. I know that there was men back then, a great portion of the people that were sitting back saying, you know what, there's nothing we can do. Jesus is coming back. Yeah, those are the people that weren't listening to what the Spirit of the Lord was saying at that particular time, right? 237 years later, right? There was somebody listening, weren't they? There was someone that was paying attention to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Remember, Jesus used to say to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Remember, there were those that were listening, and they said, you know what? That they weren't without apprehension or caution as to what could happen if they stood up against the tyrant King George. But you know what? They stood, didn't they? Matter of fact, John Adams, even one particular point, said to Thomas Jefferson that they were going to take a leap in the dark. That's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And friends, let me tell you something. We walk by faith, not by sight. And I'll tell you what, you keep looking at what the state-run media and the useful idiots promote, sooner or later you're going to succumb through fear as to what they promote. And that's the demise of their own country. And the useful idiots don't realize that they're being used to their own demise as well. But that's another issue. Those that dig the pit, they themselves will fall into that pit, saith the Lord. But again, I know that America is now in some serious times. And let me say this, even dangerous times. But there was those back in the day that said, you know what? Wait a second. Lord, I see all of this stuff that you promised to a disobedient nation. But I also know that you said that if you could find those that would respond to you, you would preserve that people because you're a merciful God. Just ask Moses. Just ask Abraham. But I'll tell you one thing as a preacher that I cannot get you to do, it's to repent. There's one thing that I can't get you to do is make a choice. I can't make a choice for you. There's another thing that I can't do is I can't get you into heaven. There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved or might be saved. This name is Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I can't do it for you, friends. Neither can your preacher, neither can your priest. It's just you and him. And I want to tell you, too, your preacher telling you that you're saved and you're going to heaven, I want to ask you something. Can you show me in Scripture where that is? Because I'd like to read that. That's the job of the Holy Ghost to tell you that you're saved, not your preacher. Your preacher has no grounds to stand on whatsoever. Ask your preacher when he tells the congregation that you're saved and you're going to heaven. Ask him to show you in Scripture where that's at. Back to our forefathers. God didn't use a majority to establish what we have today, less than 3% of the population. Now less than 1.6% of the population is destroying this country. And it's all through a lie. Through a lie. Oh, and I know that there's people out there that love to push what the government's doing next so they can make millions of dollars off you every year. I get that too. I see that. You know what? They're going to have to answer to God for that. It's not my job to teach you to fear consequence, friends, concerning what's going on this globe. It's my job to make sure that you fear God and understand that's who you're going to answer to in this life and in the next. Far be it from me to take your money using tactics of fear only to bring forth gain. You know, most people will complain about the preachers that sitting there saying, hey, gimme, my name is Jimmy. If you give God your money, he'll give you this. Well, what's the difference between them people and those that are using fear to empty your pockets? Now, I know that there's a whole lot of common sense things going on today that we need to as the times come, as they roll out, as things get worse, I know there's things that we need to use a little common sense concerning those things that we need to preserve ourselves. Food, water, arms, the such. That's common sense, friends. Everybody's got that. Matter of fact, where I live right now, I could drive down the road and I probably couldn't find a house that didn't have those things. But I'm not pushing the consequence down your throat because of what the corrupt government's doing. I'll have no part of that. Yes, they are corrupt. But these people work for you is my message. Yes, things are really bad, but we can right the wrongs when the people come together to get the job done. We can do that. We've seen it over and over and over again. Obamacare can be shut down tomorrow. But I have to tell you, you got to shut the TV off. You got to shut the football game off. See, that's not a popular message, is it? You got to shut your computer off. You got to get involved. You actually got to show the world your faith by your works. That's not a popular message, is it? But it's the one that's scriptural, and it's the one that God commands. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Phone lines are open, friends. 1-866-233-0747. What do I say to that? I don't know. What are your thoughts? Let me know. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out that picture. Tell me what you see. Your thoughts are important.
We've gotten some
contemplating
great.
Contemplating right now whether we're going to use that for the next promo.
Yeah, we've gotten some great responses so far. I think it's awesome. It's so nice to see the heartfelt, you know, the reactions of the people that are listening and going out there and saying, listen, this is what I see. Here is my response. It really does help us to say, listen, are we capturing, are we sending the right message? Because that's what we want to do is make sure we're sending the right message to as well.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, speaking of sending the right message, we actually got a nice message from Ross Byerly, a college student,
cool.
Who said, it was very nice. He said, I pray others are supporting your ministry. Basically, he said he couldn't support right now, but I pray others are. He said, your ministry, because God's message through you is one of the best parts of my day.
Cool.
And keeps me going while evil seems to be closing in all around. It is written that war will be waged on the Lamb and his disciples, but we will win. Hang in there, Sons of Liberty Radio, and I will donate again when I can. And that's just
awesome.
The heart of people, because they're not only getting all the problems that we see out there closing in, like you said, around them. And this is a young person, as we mentioned yesterday. Don't tell me everything's right when they know everything's wrong. They can see it on a daily basis through TV, media, you name it. He's saying, it's closing in all around me, but we will win. It's the best part of my day. So thanks for listening, Ross. We really appreciate your feedback as well.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 866-233-0747.
And you know, I'll make one more plug, too. If you want to get that Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, today is your final day to get that 25% off discount, too. So for those sons and daughters of Liberty, you receive 25% off the product of the week every week. And then for those of you who are not yet sons and daughters of Liberty, this is a nice incentive for you to say, hey, maybe I do want to kind of join up. As I mentioned, Christmas is coming along down the way, and we've got great products. But the best thing about our products is the truth, and it's something for all ages, every age. We have CDs. We've got comic books. We've got a drum instructional DVD, actually, which is very exciting. For those of you that, you know, I was talking to a mom for an event that we're going to be doing here coming up in, I believe it's March. Yes. And she said she was just about to take her son to a drums, you know, lesson.
Yep.
And I said, well, you know, Bradley does have a drum instructional DVD. I said, your son will be happy. I was kind of having fun with her that I mentioned that you do have that. Christmas is coming up. But there's drum instructional DVDs for those of you who have, you know, young people who are interested in playing an instrument, especially the drums, obviously, a Deadlock drum pad. Boy, oh boy, I could go on and on. There's a One Heart book for all you ladies out there, you daughters of Liberty. Kind of shares with you Bradley and my life story and kind of shows you how the ministry began, takes you into the real life look, and also the comic book, as I mentioned before. Just lots of good stuff. So you'll have fun when you go to shop.
Honey, I just think it'd be awesome.
I know these products are really the best. And the best thing is, in all seriousness, you're giving the gift of truth. You know, sometimes there's people that you are trying to talk to, like your rebellious son or, you know, your brother in law that never listens to you when you try to talk about Christian conservative things. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to say, but sometimes it comes better coming from someone else. Because, you know, as a parent, you might try to shove these things down your kid's throat and they just don't want to listen. But then it's amazing how when a total stranger comes and says something, it seems to hit them a different way. Well, these products are good because you can just hand it to them and back off and say, listen, I would value your opinion on this. What do you think of this book?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this CD. What do you think of this DVD?
It's interesting. It's almost like people just want to stay away from having to think. And stay away from having to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know what? When you really think about, let me go back to what I was talking about. And I kind of want to interject ideas and thoughts. Thoughts to bring about resolve is really what I'm looking for. But isn't it interesting that we subject ourselves to a mentality that we don't even realize what we're subjected to? For example, when you think about the entitlement attitude,
mm-hmm.
everybody's complained about the entitlement attitude. Well, what is the entitlement attitude? Something's owed to them.
That's right.
Okay, but you have, let's divide America again, the way that the ignorant have believed that there's a right and there's a left, which in fact there is not, friends. We have one constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that the right is taking on the same mentality as the entitlement left that they complain about? Because if they didn't, then why are they sitting back and allowing someone to destroy their country?
You know, that's a great point, because when you look back to when JFK was president, what did he say? He coined that phrase that's
right.
So famous today. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
And people are like, yes, what can I do to serve my country? Now it's go ahead and ask. We'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll give you this.
But let's bring it back to what I was saying, because I'm sitting here going back and forth. I continuously talk about things that motivate the people to respond to God first and foremost, because if we don't, there's going to be a book of Lamentations.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah wrote that book too, friends, and it was terrible. You should read it. It's real short, but you should see how the devastation took place, to the people of Jerusalem that would not respond to God's commandments. And when Jeremiah basically told them to repent in every sense of the word, in every way that God could give it in a merciful fashion, they didn't want to respond. They didn't want to listen. So they were destroyed at length. Mm-hmm. And when you read the book of Lamentations, it was some scary stuff. It really is some scary stuff. And it's very relevant for today.
So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's here, you know, and so in saying that, when we're talking about what we're talking about, and I'm sitting here talking about the lying media, why is the media out there still pushing the lies? Because they know people are believing the lie. Small in number though they are, they know some idiot is listening to them. Well, what happens when you actually stand up against them? Well, it's, let me say it this way. It brings about resolve when we magnify again the laws of our constitutional republic against their crimes, because then no longer do we have to deal with them, because now they have been brought to judgment and the resolve is found in the righteousness that we've just established. Why are people so afraid to do that? Let me say this. Martin Niemöller said this. He said, first they came for the communists and I didn't speak out, because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I was not a socialist. Notice them painting themselves in the corner because it didn't apply to them until, just hang on a second. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I was not a trade unionist. In other words, I didn't care about my brother because it didn't apply to me. Oh, yes, it does apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. That's like sitting on the Titanic when there's a huge gash in front of the boat, going to the back of the boat that's still afloat and say, you know, I don't care about them. I'm okay here.
Yeah.
No. At length, you're sinking with it. You just don't realize it. It's best to get on the front of the ship and fill the hole so it doesn't sink, right? Wouldn't that take a little common sense for everybody to work together to get to that hole in the ship and fill it so it stays afloat?
That's right.
No. But what if those that seen the hole actually went to the back of the ship and said, it doesn't apply to me? Well, let me finish this. They came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and then there was no one left to speak up for me.
Yeah.
That's right, because when you had the time to do the right thing, you did it not. And because of that, guess what? Not only will you be destroyed, but also your posterity. And friends, we're really there.
Yeah.
And how many warnings does a nation need before it finally takes heed? It takes heed to it. Well, I've heard this before. I've heard this before. Let me tell you something, friends. I'm young enough to say I've heard it before, but I've not seen what I've seen today. It almost gets to the point where the little boy who cried wolf too many times, I'm telling you what, this message that I'm giving to you right now, friends, is about as prophetic as it's going to get. Pay attention to the messages over the last 13 years. Tell me we've been off, because we haven't been. Every step of the way, we've been ahead of the game. And I'm telling you now, America, you're in a position right now where you don't have tomorrow to fix the problems. Because what we hear from the conservatives, what we hear from the libertarians, from the Republicans and the Democrats, what do we keep hearing from? Oh, if we don't do this, this is what's going to happen. If we don't, we've been hearing that for years. How much further does the ship have to go down before you finally figure out it really is sinking, friends? And it's not about saving our butts, friends. It's about saving our country for our posterity. It's about doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But you can listen to the digression for Martin Niemöller. First they came for the communists. I didn't speak out. Does this sound familiar, America? Because I wasn't a communist. I was afraid of what the state-run media might say about me. I'm afraid that someone might stain my character. I'm afraid someone might try to take down my reputation. In these times, you don't have one, friends. And it doesn't matter if you did or you didn't anyways. It's how much do you love your God and how much do you love your people. That's what matters right now. Do you think on the other side of this, friends? Because I believe that we are going to and we are winning the day. Do you think on the other side of this? I don't think we're going to get out of it unscathed. There's no way. God is not going to turn away judgment and justice that is due to this nation. And let me say it again. That is due to this nation for their apathy. I could get off on another vein there.
Yeah, there's so many things that you're saying there. When you're talking about, that's the same thing I was thinking of. Why are people so afraid to speak out against the lying media or just evildoers in general?
You can't justify yourself by remaining silent.
No,
silence
can't.
Is destroying this country. And I'm not talking about getting on your phone and gossiping with your mom or your dad or your uncle and aunt and talking about how bad things are. Man, when I hear people, I'm going to be transparent, brothers, sisters. When I hear people tell me about how bad things are, people like that sicken me. I get it. I live it. I'm attacked by the people constantly that are trying to destroy it. But I'm in the fight. And it may be surreal to some of you out there, but it's not surreal to me. It's very real. But I want to tell you something. In the fight, if God throws me into the furnace, He's right there along with me in that furnace. And when you understand the sure mercies of David, God will not fail His kids. He will not fail you. He will not sustain you six times to only drop you the seventh time. Read the book of Job. Read the book of David and the book of Psalms.
And as Abraham Lincoln said, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men.
And there we have it right there. Folks, we're going to come back. You got Bradley, Stephanie Joy, known as the Pretty Little Princess. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts as to what's taking place in your country today? 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Sons of Liberty and
Daughters of Liberty.
Hey, oh, aren't you just quick on
it? I almost missed that one.
Right before the break, I was actually talking about how Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the communist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. See how they're not looking out, how brother's not looking out for brother and sister's not looking out for sister? See, because I wasn't one of them, so therefore I didn't speak out for them. I'd ask the question, where's the love? He goes on, then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. What do you suppose took place preceding Adolf Hitler? Do you guys know that when Adolf Hitler first came into power, he had less than 3% approval rating? They laughed at him, this funny little guy with that weird mustache. They didn't take him serious. Then he infiltrated government. As a matter of fact, Hindenburg didn't want him in power. What Adolf Hitler did is he squeezed his snaked his way in there. And once he got in there, he started to kill off his political opposition. He killed off 6 million of his own people. Then he took 6 million Jews and gypsies and just dissidents, and he killed them off. And just think about that. It happened under the watch of 80 million people. Under the watch of 80 million people. Folks, it does me no good to tell you how bad everything is when good men sit and do nothing. And here we are today. There's no other message that is more important to the United States of America than the one that I'm giving to you right now. God is watching. God is waiting to those before those who will respond. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To those that believe the report of the Lord. It seems, I know, as if all hope is gone, but I would also like to remind you, my friends, that hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given to you, because we need to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. And we know that God is faithful unto 1,000 generations. Hey, friends, let me ask you this. Does the earth abide it still? Well, you say, yeah. Well, that's the faithfulness of God. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who he was with Adam, all the way down the genealogy to the present, he's the same God. He didn't change. So we need to meet him on his terms, not us asking God to meet us on ours. And I want to say this. America, we can do this. We can do this, friends. We can do this. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost. We can't do it on our own without the hand of God intervening. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We can't do it without a revival, and a revival is what we need. This administration is more afraid of Christians that really believe what they say than any other. The Christians are the ones that are terrorists, according to these criminals in this administration. Don't be like those that fail to stand. There was a meeting of Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark. Two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Miss William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. Listen to what I'm saying. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. And Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence." He said, Mr. Williams did, "I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty."
That's awesome.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. It's such a good point. You know, so many times we look at people who have changed the course of our nation, like a Martin Luther King Jr., or, you know, look at JFK and all these people during their lives. They were known as troublers. They were known as all these different things. They were, every name in the book was flung at them. And look at how history remembers these people. History does not remember cowards. If you look at, you know, Braveheart, William Wallace, if you look at those that actually stood up and made a difference in their country, history is not written about cowards. It's not written about those who didn't stand.
Well, there is Benedict Arnold,
course,
and there is a Benedict.
Right, but it's not. They're not praised. They're not saying, "Listen, look at what
Obama.
Our founding forefathers did. They stood for our
right.
country. Look at a Martin
yeah.
Luther. Look at a JFK. Look at a RFK. These guys stood up when it wasn't popular. They did what they wanted to do to be able to conform to the truth.
Yeah.
And what happened? History is written about these men who they put away reputation to do that which was right.
And we also need to keep on the other side of that, in contrast, that history is written by men who hung heroes.
That's true.
So we need to know what real history is all about.
That's right.
And we need to find out for ourselves what it was really about.
And of course, you know, there is the other side of that too, as you're mentioning. History also recognizes the evildoers such as Hitler and such as Mao Zedong.
But do you think that there's something wrong with the people that sit there and magnify the crimes of administration that is at length blowing holes in the ship that they are on?
Absolutely.
In parallel, friends, symbolically of the United States of America as being a boat, we're watching this administration blow holes in the boat, and America is sitting back acting like it's not the boat that they're in.
Well, you know,
that's
the
exactly
people,
right.
You know, it was interesting because even in that movie about the Titanic, There was a man who was very rich, so what he did was he tried to bribe one of the people that were helping them get on the, you know, the lifeboats to escape.
Yeah.
He gave him his money, and ultimately what the man did that was helping people and assisting them on the lifeboats, he took the money and he threw it right back at him, and he said, your money is not going to save you any more than my money
That's
is.
Right.
Your money, you know, it doesn't matter if you're sitting in first class on the Titanic or if you're in the lower deck with all the poor foreign people. The ship went down with all of them together.
Yes, it did.
And as that quote said by Martin Luther, that's right, and that
yes.
quote says by Martin Luther, either we're going to learn to live together as brothers, and we're going to learn to fight this fight together, or we're going to perish together as fools.
Yeah.
And Ed McBurk said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Can we go back to the Titanic really quick?
Yes.
It's interesting when you're talking about the Titanic, because the builder of the Titanic said of the Titanic that God himself couldn't even sink this ship. And isn't that what people... Hey, let me say this. Is this not true, my friends? Is it not true for those that sit back and do nothing, that sit there and say, even God himself wouldn't bring judgment upon this nation?
Or, yeah, this is America. This isn't Russia. It'll never happen
here. I've been
hearing
this for 60 years. Are things getting worse? Or are they getting better? If they're getting worse, it shows you that you haven't done the right thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now, because you need to understand that an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And sooner or later, that injustice is going to catch up to your doorstep.
That's right. Martin Luther King Jr. said the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict.
Well, then he took that actually from one of our philosophers.
Yeah, yes. There was another good quote by Martin Luther. He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. And you are not promise tomorrow.
Yes, and just keep in mind what sort of a man MLK Jr. was. He said that he wasn't looking to lead up consensus. He was a man of conscience, a molder of consensus.
That's right.
Not a leader of consensus.
And, you know, look at how he changed. And the man, in a sense, was used to be able to free black people in more liberty and freedom in this nation. Kind of like Moses, let my people go. You know, he said, I've been to the mountaintop, I've looked over, and I've seen the other side. I might not get there with you, but he saw the end because he had the vision. He laid down his life for the vision. But his life and his days upon this earth on American soil were filled with trouble. His house was bombed. You know, he was stabbed. Look at all that he went through. So in a sense, black people could have more liberty and freedom in this
nation. It was an issue of law. It was not an issue of color, although that's the way the state-run media portrayed it. Yes, it was a violation against the blacks. But again, if you look at that, Martin Luther King himself, being a preacher, knew that it was an issue of law, because if it wasn't, then why did he keep reverting back to the Declaration of Independence?
And also, he himself, as a black man, said, it's not about the color of your skin.
That's right,
it's about
contents.
The content of your
Amen.
Character.
Amen.
But the point is what happened is in his life, he faced a lot of turmoil and a lot of conflict and a lot of fighting, but he stood his ground. He didn't back up, and many people followed him. I think today people are looking for such a leader again.
Yeah, and I do, but I think that they need to understand, and friends, you need to understand that we, again, cannot do this individually. We can do this together. And let me go back to something you said earlier again, because you say stuff, and then I want to jump on what you're saying right off the bat, and then piggyback it, and then you jump over to a different topic. But slow your roll, sissy.
Okay.
Of all people saying slow your roll, right? Dante said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in times of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. So where do you stand, friends? You got Bradley, Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, and
Daughters of Liberty.
Thank you for listening in today. We'll talk to you in a day and a half here. Download the podcast, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you in a day and a half.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.